the deal. Pickles is everything kosher.
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug and Lowdown.
Civil Wilt.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Why does it seem like when someone asks you how was your weekend, it always feel like they're asking so they can tell you about how you can't possibly compete with their weekend? I've seen Tom do more on a Saturday and Sunday than a new movie at the box office. Hey, did y'all see our very own NAACP Image Awards attendee Tom Joyner in the place to be?
Yes, sir.
Like Songbird say, yes, indeed. Brother Beige was wearing a black tux and a white shirt on the red carpet and blew him away.
Yes.
I said, look at Pimp Fried Rice representing for the TJMS.
Pimp Fried Rice.
The TJMS weren't the only thing you were representing, Tom. Mm-mm. Did y'all see how many light-skinned dudes was in the NAACP Image Awards? I saw Big Al, Terrence Howard, and Michael Ealy. I haven't seen that many light-skinned brothers together since the Barges Rhythm of the Night video in 1985. And Jay, you know when you see one or two light-skinned brothers at a function, it's cool as long as they're not co-mingling. But if you see four more trying to blend in like four shots of espresso in a Venti White Mocha Frappuccino, something is about to get compromised. They trying to light up the tent. They done went from limo tent to 35%. Four is the official number of light-skinned dudes attending a social setting before it's considered a comeback. Speaking of coming back, guess who's back in the NBA, openly gay and ready to play? Jason Collins. Jason Collins signed a 10-day contract with the New Jersey Nets. Did y'all see him play last night against the Lakers?
Yeah.
He had no points, two rebounds, a steal, and five fouls. That means he still got it, y'all. He still got it. So after 3 years, CNN is canceling Piers Morgan Live. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Now, I was never too fond of the bloke. He had some big shoulders and suspenders to fill, if you ask me, when he replaced Larry King. Anyway, the ratings were so low, I heard Piers Morgan call a y'all advisor out to come fix his lives. Man, did y'all hear the boxing gloves that Muhammad Ali wore when he fought Sonny Liston were auctioned off for $837,000?
Wow.
I know what y'all thinking, but the King boys had nothing to do with this auction. It was Heritage Auction. That's the highest amount of money I've ever heard paid for some gloves. $837,000. Damn. That's $836,999 more than what OJ gloves were auctioned off for. And they had blood on them, and they didn't fit.